This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. That abortion leads to a devaluation of human life scarcely needs evidence because it makes common sense. But at Life News, it's common to be following two or more stories of women facing prison time for doing at home what at least a few abortionists have done in surgical settings. A Maryland woman faces 20 years in prison for capital offenses. A Pennsylvania woman faces misdemeanor charges. A group that boasts helping the communist government in Beijing launch China's brutal one-child-per-family policy has released a book providing a revealing look into the current state of the worldwide debate over abortion, contraception, and the role of human reproduction in society. Advocating social change over medical care or treatment of diseases, the scholarly treatise is marketed to educators, policymakers, and advocates for abortion and other aspects of reproductive health. CFAM author Rebecca Oas remarks that Pathfinder International calls for legal abortion with no mention of safety. This is Life News Radio.
Anytime Christians have made a difference in the world, it has been through prayer and even fasting. I suppose we could wait for the invitation to such prayer that overt persecution might offer, but wouldn't that simply be selfish? Pray, and maybe even give up some food, to bring a culture of life.
In other headlines, yet another setback in court for Obamacare's HHS mandate came this week as a Louisiana Christian college was given relief from the mandate, and those who have introduced offering ultrasound images as a strategy to save women and their babies from abortion have a lot to brag about. 45 babies each day, they say, are saved because their mothers see them via ultrasound. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.